back to Ira's Pick of the Week, a local sports rebroadcast on KVON.
Zach Johnson missed two in a row in this quarter. Keith Benz missed one in a row in that first quarter. Free throw is good. He gets the bonus. Well, I'm sure that's a sigh of relief for David Granucci that they finally made a free throw.
Yeah, it was almost shocking it went in.
Next free throw is no good, and the rebound comes off to Vinnies. They have the ball and a five-point lead now as we near the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. They have a three-point lead, I should say. Here is for Vinnies, Snively to Lopez. Lopez over to the side to McCormick. His shot no good. Rebound put back up. No good that time by Luke Williams. And it's rebounded by the Braves. 1:45 to go. A three-point margin yet. Underneath to Jackson. Reaching over and deflecting the ball is Amani Lopez. Lopez will bring it down on the left side of the court. He stopped there by San Giacomo. Drives on San Giacomo. Goes up. Shoot. Miss. Loose ball. Foul called. Goes against Vintage. It'll still be the 1-1, but on the next common foul against Vintage, Justin will be in the double bonus. But right now, Jackson is going to go to the line. Really impressed by this freshman. 6'3 freshman, Vincent Jackson. He hasn't scored in this quarter, but he had three field goals in that opening quarter of play. We're inside a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Into the ball game for Vintage is Alex Desart. Desart is a 5'10 junior. Desart getting in here with a minute and a half to go. And the free throw is no good. The front end of a 1-1. Boy, that is hurting the Braves. If they were making their free throws, they would be leading by a few points here. Now with the ball, the Crushers, they've got Mitchell back into the lineup. He was the starter in the game. Passes to Snively. Comes out now, and a shot up. A three-pointer is, or was that a two-pointer by Dezon?
It looked like it was a three-pointer to me. Yep.
Yep, a three-pointer by Dezon. He gets his first shot to fall. Here's Jackson driving in. Kicking it out, there is a three that's good by Robert San Giacomo. It's his second field goal, his first three-pointer of the game, and it's 23-20. Coming up on a half a minute to go here in the first half. Vintage with the ball and the lead. Coming over to the left side to Snively. Fakes left, goes right, fires a three. It is an air ball. Desat tries to save it, but it is away from him, and he can't get there. And so it'll be the Braves. Let's see if they play for one shot. The shot clock will not be on, so they have 25 seconds to work with. And Jackson is walking the ball into the forecourt. There he crosses the line. He's still in the Justin Senna logo. High dribble. Now he's getting a little pressure. Now he starts to drive. Kicks into the right-hand corner. There's an air ball. That's an ill-timed shot with 10 seconds to go. And it gives Vinnies a chance to bring it down and get a shot away. It's up. It's off. No good. Rebound Jackson. Double team. And gets a release pass out just at the buzzer. Wow. So I don't know why the Braves were so anxious to get that shot away with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, it's just a freshman mistake. That coach just went and talked to him about it. You know, it just is. That's the type of things that freshmen will do. They'll make mistakes like that. But he's quite a player. Ira, I tell you, I'm really impressed with the way is it Lopez?
Yeah, but that was I was talking about down at the Justin end of the court.
Yeah, Vincent Jackson. Oh yeah, he's he's a freshman and he just made a mistake.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one that shot the ball. It was Cushing in the corner.
Yeah, but he's the one that pushed it. You know, he went towards towards the basket, which brought the defense in. They kicked it out for the three. It was an open three pointer, but just if you're going to do that, run the time down. So that's the last shot.
Okay, well, it is a closely contested ball game, and we're at halftime. When we come back, we'll look at the shooting statistics and find out a little more about some aspects of the ball game with Alan Rossi and Dino Alessio. So stay right there. We'll be right back with our halftime, the score is the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 23. The Justin Santa Braves of Napa, 20. Back after these messages from our sports boosters.
This is Dino. Bank of Marin, a leading community bank in the Bay Area, has been providing financial services to local businesses and individuals since 1990. Relationship banking, disciplined fundamentals, and community commitment are their guiding principles. Energized by the great work of their customers, nonprofit organizations, and local philanthropists, Bank of Marin is committed to helping Napa grow. Learn more at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. I am proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you're looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly, award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
Brighten your day the Napa Electric way. How about making your home, office, or business brighter, fresher, and more attractive and easier on the eyes? Well, you can by just contacting Napa Electric, Napa's complete lighting showroom and ceiling fan center. Napa Electric even provides lighting design plans. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays. Napa Electric's on Brown Street just north of Lincoln. Get a daily electrical tip by going to either Facebook or Twitter. Brighten your day the Napa Electric way.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Center, where it's halftime in this intra-city rivalry. Vintage Crushers of Napa leading Justin Center Braves 23-20. Dino Alessio, let's take a look at the first half stats.
So a very interesting first half, and the statistics will show just how even this game is. For the visitors from Vintage High School, they were 9 out of 27, 33% shooting in that first half. That included 3 out of 12 from beyond the three-point line, 25% shooting there. And they were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, and that's how they got their 23 points. For the Justin Braves, they also shot 33% from the floor, 8 out of 24. They were 1 out of 5 from beyond the three-point line, but at just 3 out of 12 from the free-throw line for their 20 points. If Justin was shooting their free throws a little better, the game would be even closer than it is, with Vintage right now having a three-point margin. The turnover battle, excellent work by both teams. The Crushers turned the ball over only 5 times in that first half. The Braves turned it over only 3 times. The Crushers impressively had 7 assists on their 9 made baskets. The Braves had 5 assists on their 8 made baskets. So both teams doing a good job of setting teammates, setting them other teammates up for baskets. The rebounding favors the Crushers by 17-14. Vintage scored first. There were 4 lead changes after that, and the score was tied on 2 other occasions. And all in all, just a very well-played first half, Ira.
Okay, well, next week is the week of big games, and we'll be broadcasting next Thursday, a week from tonight, Napa High at Vintage and Girls Big Game Basketball. Then next Friday, January the 17th, it will be Napa High at Vintage in the big game for the boys. In the meantime, I was looking over Vintage's schedule, and on neutral courts, they are no wins and 6 losses on neutral courts. But at home, they are 5 wins and no losses, and away, they are 2 wins and 1 loss. And this would be considered an away game for them. Justin Siena at home is 3-2. Away, they are 0-2. They haven't won an away game yet. And on neutral courts, they've won 3, and they have lost three as far as that margins are concerned. And taking a look at what happened last year in the two meetings, when the game was played at Vintage won the game 54-43. And then when the game was at Justin Siena, Justin won the game 54-37. So the home team prevailed in last year's meeting.
Yeah, sounds like Vintage plays really well at home. The home cooking really makes them play better and haven't won a game on the road. But they're winning here tonight, up 3 points, 23-20 at halftime. So they've got the lead.
Since we have these two local teams playing, we'd like to congratulate the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame Scholar Athletes, and selected as one of the two outstanding Scholar Athletes, Jack Odell from Vintage High. He was the outstanding lineman. The outstanding back went to Calistoga High's Jesus Rojas Mendoza. But also making the finals from Justin Siena are Nolan Dunkel and Christian Kapler, both outstanding athletes and students.
Yeah, definitely two bright students, two great athletes. Nolan Dunkel, actually, his best sport is baseball. He's actually a really good pitcher. Of course, I've coached a few Dunkels in my career, so all of them have been very, very good baseball players and great kids.
And then from Vintage, Harrison Barrett also was a finalist in the Scholar Athlete back.
Yeah, I mean, to even to be acknowledged as that is quite an accomplishment. You know, that tells you, you know, the kid is not only dedicating himself to the sport, but dedicating himself to the classroom, which is huge. And it's really difficult to do. I can tell you that because of practices and games and getting up early and lifting weights and doing all that stuff, and then to go home and do homework and then do well on tests, it's really... It's a lot for a student athlete, and for those young men to be scholar athletes is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, we'd like to congratulate them and salute them for those honors being selected. And by the way, the county chairman for that program is John Salinger, who for years was an administrator over there at Napa High. And I don't know if you've ever met John.
I've never met John. I've heard great things about him, though.
Yeah, he lives up in Calistoga. He has retired, but he's still active in that and continues to be the county chairperson for the Scholar Athlete. Well, the leading scorer in that first half was Imani Lopez with 13 points for the Vintage Crushers, while it was Vincent Jackson's first quarter 6 points that leads the way for the Braves here at halftime. He didn't get in the scoring column in that second quarter, but Braves had some problems with their free throw shooting again. They were 1 out of 7 in that second quarter after 2 out of 5 in the first quarter. So let's go. Let's get set and let her roll now here in the second half. Play underway, alternate possession. Justin Siena gets the ball. McDivitt brings it to Jackson. Jackson on the left-hand corner. He goes around the perimeter now, comes back over toward the left side as they get it over there to Jackson. Back out it comes into the game as the Braves try to shot. Gutierrez was in there now. The shot was no good, and the rebound is taken by the Crushers. Vintage with a 3-point lead, brings it into the forecourt. The Crushers working over the left side to Lopez. Looks at a three, drives to the baseline, forces it up. It goes in, but it was a travel before the shot. That's the second basket he's had negated.
Yeah, he just takes that one extra step. You know, in the NBA, that's good, but not here in high school.
All right, Braves get the ball against a modified press as Vinny's going into a zone press and steals the ball as Lopez has it. He's got a 2-on-2 if he cares to use it. He elects to bring it back out, and Coe fires a three and hits it. Wow. Josh Coe gets his second 3-point basket. The senior now has 8 points in the game, And Coach steals the ball at midcourt. Then he falls down, and the ball is picked up by Justin, driving in as Gutierrez. Missed the shot, no good. Rebound put up by Humphreys. Good and one. Humphreys gets his first basket in the game, and will go to the free throw line. And the free throw shooter is Wyatt Humphreys, the sophomore, bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket, shooting the free throw, and scoring the point. That's a good start for the second half to make their first free throw.
Yeah, and that was nothing but net. You know, it's funny that both teams played a clean basketball game in the first half, and they both teams come out sloppy in this half.
The Braves should have 23 points, according to my score. Scoreboard only shows 22. I don't know if that could be a factor down there, but he made the field goal and got the three, made the free throw for a three-point play. There they mark it up now. Okay, so we're legit now with the scoreboard. Here's Lopez driving into the lane, then passing in the left-hand corner, but they don't get a shot away. They bring it back out to Snively. Now to Lopez. Lopez, guarded by Jackson, starts to drive on Jackson, but good job of defending, preventing him from going to the lane. Passing over to the left, and Snively drives in. Missed the shot. Jackson goes in and gets the Justin rebound. Comes down the left side to Humphreys. Humphreys going to be double-teamed, boxed in, gets it to Jackson, got a little room, drives in, goes up, missed the shot, rebound Lopez. Lopez gets a little shove there from Jackson, no call. Lopez drives in, goes up, shoots, missed. It just rolled off. It set on the rim for about a couple seconds and then rolled off.
That was a charge, too. But there was a goaltending down here at Justin's end on the offense that referees missed and then got a charge down at the other end.
So it will be a change in the lineup as San Giacomo comes back into the ball game, replacing Daniel Kelly, as Coach Granucci makes a change in the lineup. Humphreys over to San Giacomo, drives around. Lopez goes in, missed the layup, and the rebound is taken out by McCormick. He drives, goes all the way, and lays it in. Good solo play there by Josh McCormick for his first basket in the game. And it's a five-point lead now. It's 28-23. Vintage in the lead. Justin Senna with the basketball. San Giacomo working it around the perimeter, staying behind the three-point arc, and reaching in is Coe. He's going to be called for his first personal foul. That's the team's second foul here in the second half. Back into the lineup is Alex Desat. So Desad, who made that three-point basket in his brief appearance in the first half with a minute and a half to go, is back into the lineup here in the third quarter with 5:20 to go. Driving in, turning around, a jump shot is up, off, no good by Benz. Rebound put up and in, but it will not count. There was a foul before the shot by Humphreys. So that foul is going to be on Everett Mitchell. And it'll be taken out of bounds to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. McDivitt inbounds to Jackson. He goes way between circles to get it. And we have a whistle and a shove away from the ball is called on Owen Snively. That's the fourth team foul here, or the fifth team foul already here against Vintage in this second half. And we've played less than 3 minutes. Jackson looks at an 18-footer. It's spun out, and the rebound is taken by Lopez for Vintage. He brings it quickly into the forecourt, but good job of transition defense there on the part of the Braves as they get back and set up their man-to-man defense. Snively brings it top of the key for the Chrysers, working the weave over the right side now. Back out it comes now to McCormick. McCormick has the ball punched away by McDivitt. Jackson dives for it. It's a loose ball on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. And Ben Gongora came running out on the court. I'm not sure what that was.
I don't know if he's trying to get out of the way or trying to call a timeout, I think.
Well, it must have been a timeout called. So they're taking a full timeout. We'll take timeout with over 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The score is The Vinny's Crushers, 28. The Justin Santa Braves, 23. Back after this from our sports boosters.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
Well, we're here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium in this intra-city rivalry. Alan Rossi with us tonight, Dino Alessio, Tony Casillas, our engineer, and we have a good basketball game going on.
Yeah, and it's kind of pulled away here. They're up 28-23 with the ball. So they've taken control at this point.
Well, it's... where the Braves can quickly get back into it. They're starting to make their free throws anyway. Here's driving in and missing the shot was Lopez, and the rebound is taken out by the Braves. So Vinich had a set play there on the inbounds pass, but Lopez missed the shot, and the Braves have the ball now. Comes over to the left side now. Humphreys drives in, goes up, shoots, scores, and one! Beautiful play there by Wyatt Humphreys, who was shut out in the first half, but he has 5 points for the Braves here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was huge to go to the basket and one. And last time he made his free throw, which was a swish.
Yeah, he made a three-point play before the old-fashioned way. Let's see if he can do it again this time. And he does. So it's a two-point game now. 28-26. Vinny's with the lead. They have the ball. Dezat in the left-hand corner to Lopez on the angle left side. Back to Dezat. Dezat holds the ball. Fakes. Now drives in. Looks. Can't get a shot away. Passes back over now to the right side. They try to get it to baseline, and San Giacomo punches it out of bounds. No, they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, it was a reach. A little bit of a reach in.
So that's the first team foul here in the second half against the Braves. Six team fouls against the Treasures. There's a turnaround jump shot off no good by Mitchell. The rebound by McDivitt for Justin Sienna. Midway through the third quarter now on a two-point game. It is Humphrey, top of the key, getting it over the right side to Benz. Back out now, working it around the perimeter, staying behind the three-point arc. Humphrey, now he'll drive into the basket, goes up, shoots, and missed that time. Good rebound by Jackson. Double team. Passes back over to Humphrey. Now over to San Giacomo. Back to Humphrey. Fakes the three. Now he will take a long two. It's no good. Lopez rebounds for the Crushers and leads a fast break as he comes down, goes into the lane. Then he kicks it over to the side, and it is stolen there by San Giacomo, but stolen right back by the Crushers as they get the ball into the right-hand corner now out to Dezat. He's pulled way out behind the arc. Slowing down the tempo now. Dezat looks around. Brings it towards the top of the key. Now working over towards the right-hand corner to Lopez. He'll fire a three from there. Kaboom! Lopez buries one from the left corner. A three-pointer. That's his second three-pointer in the game. And makes it a five-point lead once again for the Crushers. There's San Giacomo firing a three, and that's an air ball. Lopez was there to grab it. He has McDivitt to defend him as he brings it in the forecourt. And McDivitt staying right on Imani Lopez. Now Lopez used up the dribble, and he has Jackson switch off on him now to defend against him. And there is an inadvertent trip by Humphreys. It's going to be called for a foul. As starting to move for the basket was Josh McCormick, and he went sprawling down. It was an inadvertent trip by Wyatt Humphreys. Zach Johnson returns to the lineup, replacing Robert San Giacomo. No, Johnson a senior, San Giacomo a sophomore. That last foul was the second team foul here, the second half, against the Braves. comes in the third quarter with 2:08 to go. So inbound the ball comes way out to Owen Snively. Over to Lopez in the corner. The three-point attempt spins out, and Benny's gets the ball. In the forecourt is Benz. Benz slows down the tempo now, has a high dribble as he brings it towards the top of the key. Lopez reaches in and tries to punch the ball away, but may be called for a personal foul. If it is, that'll be a 1-1 bonus for the Braves.
Yeah, I think it was loose ball foul. Yep.
Okay, so the Braves are in the bonus here in the third quarter of play. The officials are just being advised of that, I think, at this point. In the meantime, Keith Benz is going to the free throw line, where he is 0-for-1 tonight. Braves are 2-for-2 here in the second half after that real bad shooting first half, particularly that second quarter. They were 1-for-7. Free throw is no good by Ben, so he's 0-for-2 at the line. Rebounded by Vintage, as they have 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Crushers try to spread their offense. It goes to Dezat. Dezat can't get a shot. Over to the right side, there is a three that's up and good by McCormick. McCormick gets his second field goal, that being a three. That's the third three-point basket in the quarter for the Crushers. And driving in, going up, scoring quickly is Benz. Boy, good transition there as far as Benz getting back on offense and taking it to the hoop. That's 34-28 now. The only points for Vintage in this quarter have been the three three-point baskets. They look at another three and fire it. And that one spun out by McCormick, and Jackson was there for the Justin rebound. We're in the final minute now of the third quarter, 34-28. Vintage in the lead. Justin with the ball, and a bad pass there by Ben. Safe from going back across the line by Jackson, though. Gets it over, driving in is Humphreys, and he was fouled by Josh McCormick. So that'll put Humphreys at the line for two free throws with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Humphreys has scored 6 points in this quarter, 2-for-2 at the free throw line, and his first free throw is no good. The front of the rim, but didn't go in. So the Braves are 2 out of 4 at the line in this quarter. And he takes his time. His free throw is up, and it rolls good. Got a nice roll on it for his 7th point in the quarter. And it's a 5-point lead again for Vintage. Driving for the basket, putting a shot up that is short was Murray. Rebounded by McDivitt, and the Braves have the ball. Let's see if they play for one shot now. With 20 seconds to go, and the shot clock is off here in the third quarter. McDivitt with 13 seconds to go. Gets it in the corner to Johnson. Back to McDivitt, 8 seconds to go. McDivitt drives and pulled the ball over. Called for a turnover. McDivitt had 4 points in the first quarter, has not scored since then. He's been their leading scorer this season.
Yeah, Schneibley's been on him the whole game and doing a great job defensively on him.
Here's McCormick quick in the forecourt with 2 seconds. He fires one that's partially blocked on a very nice defensive play by Keith Benz that will end the quarter. So Vintage in that quarter had three, let's see, they have 34 points. So they had their 3 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. And the Braves had the Humphreys get 7 points in the quarter, and Benz's field goal, the only other score they had in that corner. So after three periods of play, the score is Vintage Crushers 34, Justin Siena 29. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
When your car or truck is ready for new tires, go to the tire store that provides wholesale prices direct to the public. Quinlan's Tire Service has been of tire service to the Napa Valley for over 50 years. Aaron Quinlan continues that family tradition. Road service is also provided. All major brands of tires are available at wholesale prices. Check them out. Quinlan Tires on Watson Lane, north of American Canyon's Walmart, just off the east side of the Napa Vallejo Highway.
Well, not a particularly exciting quarter there, as the teams kind of went through the motions, it seemed.
Yeah, and Vintage, they committed 8 fouls in that quarter, so Justin Siena be shooting from here on out.
And the Braves were only charged with 2 personal fouls in that third quarter, so Vintage will not yet be in the bonus while the Braves are getting close to the double bonus after it will not occur until on the 10th foul of the quarter. Vintage has the ball as we start this fourth quarter, driving toward the basket, putting a jumper and hitting from the left side was Snively. And although he's been a factor on the defensive side, that's his first basket contributing to the offense. McDivitt in the forecourt. And Snively is staying right with him to Jackson. Turnaround shot rolls off. No good. Jackson tried for the rebound, but it's taken instead by Murray. Murray leads the fast break as he brings it into the forecourt and shovels a little pass into the right-hand corner there to Snively. Snively comes back out over to Coe. Coe right between circles, starts down the right side, brings it back now, working over toward the left side. They look underneath, can't see anybody open there. So it comes back over to the top of the key to Coe, fakes left, drives right, and a bounce pass intended to go to Everett Mitchell is kicked by the Braves, so that'll give them a new 35-second shot clock.
Yep, yeah, definitely down to 10 seconds now. It's back up to 35 seconds.
As the Crushers trying to open up a bigger lead, they're ahead by 7 points now. Their biggest lead has been 8 points tonight. They get the inbounds pass, comes way out to Snively, over to Coe. Bounce pass goes into the right-hand corner there, the McCormick. He looks around. He's guarded by McDivitt, tries to drive around McDivitt, and they get the pass over to Coe. Fakes the shot, drives into the lane, goes around the defender, goes up and scores, but it'll be negated because of a traveling violation. That's the third basket that the Crushers have lost due to a travel.
Yeah, just that one extra step, you know, and that's the third one tonight by Vintage.
Crushers back on defense. Oh, they've done a really good job on the defense. And Jackson had the ball hit on his large shoe and go out of bounds. I don't know what size that is, but that's pretty good size.
I know. He's huge for a freshman, that's for sure.
Well, he had that really good first quarter when he scored 6 points, but he hasn't scored since then. So he still has the 6-point total with 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. There's a pass underneath to Murray. Murray spins, goes up, shoots, and he missed. And Jackson's going to be called for the foul. It'll be a 2-shot foul. Vincent Jackson called for the foul. It's third team foul here in the second half. It'll put Murray at the free throw line. Murray is a very fine basketball player. He's been held to just 2 points in tonight's game, and his free throw is good. He's a 6'3 senior. He's one of 6 seniors on the Crusher varsity. They have 7 juniors on the roster, and he makes both free throws. So the Crushers doing a much better job at the free throw line, although they haven't shot very many. They've only shot 5, but they've made 4 of them. Justin coming into the forecourt now, down by 9. That's the biggest lead either team has had in the ball game. 6 minutes to go, though the Braves need to trim away at that deficit. They get the pass to Johnson. Johnson drives in, and got the pass over to Humphreys, and he's falling down. He's going to be called for a travel.
Yep, definitely traveling.
Well, there's a timeout being asked for. It's going to be just a 30-second timeout. So let's go to Dino.
So for Justin Siena, they continue to struggle, definitely, from the free throw line. They were 6 out of 17 at the end of 3 quarters on the free throw shooting, and if they were just making a few more of those, they could be right back in this game instead of being down by 9. They've done a good job of getting to the free throw line, but they just haven't converted on a lot of their opportunities. The rebounding battle still close, 24-22. Vintage has a slight edge there. Turnovers, Justin has 9, Vintage has 10. So pretty even there as well.
Inside of 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, along with Dino Alessio and Alan Rossi. This is Ira C. Smith here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium at Justin Siena. Vintage with the ball and a big nine-point lead as they bring the ball in the forecourt to Snively. Bounce pass comes over to Murray. Murray threads it over, gives to Coe. Coe is going to be called for a travel. Just took that little extra step there, and it'll be a turnover against the Crushers, and the ball going back to Justin Siena. The Braves seeing what they can do now, trimming that deficit, driving in, going up, and getting fouled as McDivitt. Boy, he was going to the basket. It'll be a two-shot foul anyway. And then the Braves will be in the double bonus on the next common foul. So McDivitt, who is 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first quarter and hasn't scored since that first quarter when he had 1 field goal and 2 out of 4 free throws. That's still his total until he gets up there with these two free throw attempts. He is a 6'2 senior, one of 2 seniors on the varsity, with Zach Johnson being the other senior. And they have 6 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 1 freshman. That freshman, Vincent Jackson, has been very good tonight, particularly in that first quarter of play.
Yeah, a little stoppage in play here because trying to get water off the floor. But, yeah, I mean, Vintage has definitely stepped it up the second half here. You know, up 9 points with 5 minutes to 30 to go. But Justin Siena's online. They got to start making some free throws.
Well, we'll see what McDivitt, normally a very good free throw shooter. Last time I said that, he missed, though. And his free throw is rolling good. It's his first point since the first quarter. He also has a brother on the team, Caden, who is a sophomore. Next free throw is perfect. So he's hit on 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, including his last 3 in a row. They get the Braves quickly back on defense as the Vintage Crushers bring the ball into the forecourt. Vintage playing without Lopez as Imani's on the bench right now as the Crushers get to Snively. Snively a bounce pass over the left side to McCormick, over to Coe. Now he tries to get it into the middle, working the weave to Murray. Murray looks at a 3, doesn't take it, gives to Coe, drives in, got a little opening, banks it in off the backboard. As Coe comes through with his 10th point in double figures, driving down, going up, shooting, and missing was Ben. Rebound put back up, no good by Humphreys. Rebound this time is taken by Coe for Vintage with a 9-point lead again. Coe comes down, kicks it into the left-hand corner. Now quickly over to Murray. Murray fires, and he is fouled. I don't know if he was close to that 3-point line, and he will shoot 3 free throws. Fouled while attempting a 3-point field goal. With 4.5 minutes to go, Murray goes to the foul line where he is 2 for 2 tonight. That was the 4th team foul against the Braves in the second half, and Murray's first free throw is no good. Well, it was said that the Crushers had made 4 out of 5 at the foul line. They're still very good. They're at 4 out of 6. Murray bounces the ball, eyes the basket, shoots the free throw, scores. And you get one more as he was fouled shooting a 3-pointer. Humphreys is coming out of the lineup, being replaced by Robert San Giacomo, a 5'10 sophomore. Coach Granucci making a change in the lineup. Also back in for Vintage is Imani Lopez. Free throw is good as Murray makes 2 of the 3. And that's their biggest lead of the game. It's up to 11 points now. The Braves work the weave. Comes over now to McDivitt. And guarding him tightly is Snively. And the pass comes back out to San Giacomo. Over to Jackson. A bad pass, though, in San Giacomo. Just bounced, and he was too close to Jackson, who couldn't get the handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Well, taking another timeout, so that'll be a full timeout. We'll take time now with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and the score, the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 42, Justin Siena, Braves of Napa, 31, back after this.
This is Dino. If you're looking for custom financing solutions to help grow your wine business, Bank of Marin's team of industry specialists has just the right tools and expertise to address your unique challenges. Whether it's construction financing, accounts receivable and inventory lines of credit, or equipment financing, their local Napa bankers will work with you to address all the banking needs of your wine-related business. Learn more about the right financing solutions for you at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, as we get set here for the final 4 minutes, 10 seconds, get the score to pass along. Napa High has one league game tonight, beating Casa Grande of Petaluma, 68-58. Kyle Foster, thank you for updating us on that score.
Yeah, it's a big win for Napa High there. For sure. So, especially with the big game just a week away here, next week's going to be very exciting in Napa.
That will be a big game indeed, and it'll be over at Benny's, and we'll broadcast that game a week from tomorrow or from Friday night. Play resumes. As we mentioned, Imani Lopez has come back into the game. He and Co are operating in the backcourt. They still have Snively in there, and they work the ball to Murray. Murray Lopez, left side to Lopez, drives in, goes up, and ooh, we missed the chipped in, though, and it will not count, as Everett Mitchell thought he had an offensive rebound, but it is negated. I guess there was a foul called against the Crashers that negates that basket and will give a double bonus to Justin Siena.
Yeah, offensive foul there. But what a great, I mean, got the crowd excited, that's for sure, that putback, but unfortunately pushed off.
Yeah, the vintage crowd excited, not so much so to the judges. But a nice turnout tonight, good turnout by the fans.
Yeah, it's actually a great turnout. Fans come to support both teams.
And the free throw by Jackson is good. And that's his first point since the first quarter, when he had three field goals in that quarter. He is 1-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. Missed his free throw in the second quarter, and he missed that one here in this quarter, and there was a line violation. So the good thing about it, if there's anything good about that, the line violation, is it won't go as a missed free throw on it. But anyway, Vinny's gets the ball. Justin Santa using a little more pressure there in the backcourt. The Crashers get the ball into the forecourt to Murray. Working the weave now, going over to the right side to Cove. And the Braves stay in a man-to-man. Murray drives in. He goes up against Jackson and scores. Jackson laying off of Murray a little bit, and Murray took advantage of that. And Murray has scored 6 points in this quarter, has 8 points in the game. Driving in is Jackson, missed the shot, but was contended by Murray, who touched the ball, and so it'll be Braves ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. Lobbed in comes to Jackson, working it around now as we have a whistle away from the ball, and it may be McDivitt going to the line, as at least Snively looked like he was disappointed at something. Or and now they're indicating McDivitt's going to be charged with the foul and not Snively.
Yeah, pushed off Snively. That's what got the foul.
So that was the fifth team foul against Justin Siena. Murray has the inbounds pass. He'll take it all the way. Drives in, goes up, missed the shot. McDivitt rebounds for the Braves. McDivitt into the forecourt. Picked up by Snively. Snively backs off now as McDivitt passes to Jackson. Jackson drives the lane but does not shoot. Gets it over in the side. Driving in and then kicking the ball back out for the Braves. And they have San Giacomo drives in and puts it up and scores. San Giacomo getting the basket. 10-point and pulling the ball over is called against Lopez. The Braves have brought Kyle Wall into the game, a 5'7 junior. Wall was listed at number 12, but he's actually wearing number 30 tonight. He just came in for the first time. driving in, going up as Jackson missed the shot. Wall went for the rebound, but couldn't get it as the Crushers clear the backboard with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, leading by 10. Bounce pass to Murray. Murray between circles, takes it towards the left side. Back around now, it comes Lopez. Lopez over to Coe. Coe still maintaining the dribble, has stopped the dribble, gets it to Murray. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Lopez, 10 seconds on the shot clock, 2 minutes on the game clock. Pass goes over to Snively. He fires a three. It's off, no good. Rebound tipped up high and saved from going out of bounds by Kyle Wall. He's double-teamed and loses the ball. A scramble for a loose ball, and it's finally picked up by McDivitt. McDivitt brings in the forecourt, gets around one, gets around another, goes in, and fouled from behind. Woo, Snively came in hard on McDivitt there and sent McDivitt down to the floor.
Yeah, definitely a foul.
Yeah, that's what you would call a hard foul. That'll put McDivitt at the free throw line where he's made his last three in a row. Braves have had just that one field goal here in the fourth quarter, but The Crushers have managed three field goals in the quarter and have hit four out of five at the free throw line in the quarter. Free throw by McDivitt is no good. That was the first of two by Liam. Back at the line, taking a deep breath, bouncing the ball, looks, shoots, scores. Well, he's got 7 points, five of those from the free throw line, and the Braves use full court pressure now, and there's a timeout asked by Ben Gongora. Well, we can't say enough about Ben Gongora selecting Brett Wedding as his assistant coach. Wedding had a lot of success and was well-liked at American Canyon.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him go. Didn't hear the reasons why, but, you know, it's like having two varsity coaches, obviously, coaching. So that's a huge plus for Vintage.
Well, Kyle Foster has another score. Let's just get an update.
Petaluma 61, Sonoma Valley 60 tonight, and the other VVL game besides Napa and Casa Grande.
Wow, okay, well, 1 point game there. Good, Sonoma. Yeah, no. So Napa won their game over was that in Petaluma or was that at Napa? Anyway, Casa Grande was their opponent, and they won 68-58. And here, Vintage is leading with a minute and a half to go by 9 points, 44-35. And it will be Snively to inbound. There he throws a baseball pass to midcourt where it's taken by Lopez. And they're working on the clock now. They spread it out, and a foul's going to be called on Benz as the Braves are forced into a foul situation trying to get possession of the ball. This is a one-and-one bonus situation. It should be. That they're showing they're taking it out of bounds. I thought that was the apparently not.
Yeah, it was a sixth foul.
Now on the this is the 1-1 now as the foul is committed by Vincent Jackson. So that will put Murray at the free throw line. He's not the one you want to foul, but I guess when you have the ball, Murray is a very good free throw shooter. And his free throw is good. That's his ninth point. And here in the fourth quarter, he has made 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. He's back at the line, and he is perfect with the free throw. So he's gotten into double figures basically by virtue of the free throws. He has 2 field goals and 6 out of 7 at the foul line for an 11-point Crusher lead. There's Liam firing a three-point attempt. No good. Murray with the rebound for Vintage. Vintage will work on the clock now with a minute to go, and Murray drives into the right-hand corner. Passes cross-court there to Lopez. He is fouled. Just a little shove by Kyle Wall. There was a guy that used to play football for Justin Sinner named Kyle Wiley.
Kyle Wiley, yeah, that was a way back when, huh?
It was. He's with, I think, the police in San Francisco now, at least. That's what, at one time, he was. So at the free throw line is Lopez. His free throw is no good. At Lopez, who had 13 points at halftime, has had a three-point basket here in the second half, but that has been it. And with inside of a minute to go, it'll be the Braves ball in the backcourt. Down by 11. So the Braves are going to have a hurry-up fashion here to get a shot away. They'll work for a three-pointer if they can. And driving in, going up, shooting, and just missing was Benz, but a good move. A three-on-one if they want to use it, but the, Justin Santa just gets back now, and so the Crushers do not use the fast break, although they would have had that three-and-one opportunity if they wanted it. Now just a half a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, and Lopez is just holding the ball. 12 seconds on the shot clock, 19 seconds on the game clock. So they will have to get rid of the ball one more time now. 4 seconds, and there is a three-pointer that's an air ball that goes out of bounds. So with the clock off, 9.9 seconds to go in the game, it's Benz into the forecourt. He's quarter court right side, looking to drive in, puts a shot up and hits it just before the buzzer for his third field goal in the game. It will count. The Crushers are the winners by 9 points, 46-37, the final, as a game that started out back and forth.
Yeah, and then Vintage played much better in the second half and took over the game to win 46-37.
We'll be back and take a look at the individual scoring, the shooting statistics in the ball game, and further comments as we'll wrap it up after these messages from our KVON Sports Boosters.
You got this?
I've got this.
Oh, Ronnie's got this. When it's his turn to get breakfast, Ronnie always goes to McDonald's. Why? Because he knows how to save and savor. Like now, he's getting both the Egg McMuffin and Sausage McMuffin with Egg for just $5.
Good old reliable Ronnie coming through with the goods.
Get a classic and savory breakfast today and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thinking about buying a new home or refinancing your loan? I'm Sean Wickersham at Caliber Home Loans. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, moving up or downsizing, I will guide you through the home loan process every step of the way. Call me, Sean Wickersham, for your home loan needs.
NMLS 369195 and Caliber Home Loans 15622. Equal housing lender. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Finance lender licensee.
SOS, we're here to help. COL, Soskal Auto Body.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us.
We're here to help.
Soskal Auto Body.
Well, we're set to wrap it up here as the crosstown rivalry is going the Vintage way tonight, 46-37. They'll meet again. And one aspect that I'm a little sorry they're not doing this year is last year, after the regular season, they had a Vine Valley Athletic League tournament. And I like that. They're not having that this year.
You know what the reason why?
No.
Huh. Yeah, because it's always nice to get that league playoff. Just again, it's just an added element to the rivalries and you start in league play and stuff like that. So there must be a reason why.
Well, I think that basically what I heard was that there was kind of a disagreement between some of the athletic directors and some of the coaches about it. I think the coaches wanted it, but the athletic directors weren't sure or what. But anyway, I think that they're considering coming back with it again next year.
Yeah, you know, we used to have it in baseball, and I was okay with it, and then I wasn't okay with it because I always felt like, well, what happens is the winner of that tournament normally is the champion that, as far as seeding purposes. So you could go through league, and you could go undefeated, and a 15-game schedule and then losing the playoffs, and you're not the automatic seed in the playoffs. So it gets a little frustrating because you can give a team that maybe gets hot at the end or whatever. And I think it's tougher over a long period of time to sustain and to win a league championship than to play, you know, maybe two or three games and win it. So I wasn't really for it either, but it was always entertaining.
Well, at least it won't happen this year, but they may go back to it next year. So they'll go right from regular season into the section tournament play. They won't have that interim period like they did last year when they had the tournament. Let's go to Dino Alessio now as he takes a look at the shooting statistics in tonight's intra-city rivalry.
So the team shooting for the visitors, the victors, the crushers of Vintage High School, they put up 47 shots and made 16 of them. That included 6 out of 20 from beyond the three-point line. And they shot terrifically on the free throw line. I have them making, was it 8 out of 11, I believe, from the free throw line. I only have them with 3 misses, so 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. And that's how they got their 46 points. For the home squad, the Braves of Justin Siena High School, they also put up 47 shots, making 13 of them. They were 1 out of 8 from three-point range. And they did have a strong free-throw shooting fourth quarter, making 4 out of 5. So they ended up 10 out of 22 after starting out really poorly on their free-throw shooting. The turnovers, 13 for Vintage, only 10 for Justin. So both teams did a great job there. The assist battle, 10 for Vintage on their 16 made baskets, 6 for Justin on their 13 made baskets. Team rebounding, 29 for Vintage, 26 for Justin. Vintage blocked 1 shot, Justin blocked 2 shots. There were 4 lead changes in the game, and the score was tied on 2 other occasions. Justin's biggest lead in the game was 1 point. Vintage's biggest lead in the game was 12 points, and that's the team shooting summary, Ira.
Okay, Dino. Well, once again, we're just happy that you're okay and that you made it here. How frustrating it is to be behind an accident scene.
Well, I tried to call and text, but unfortunately, I guess you didn't get my messages, so I'm sorry you were worried. I was fine, but I'm just glad I made it here on time for the game.
Okay, well, Alan, that was a game that could have gone either way early on, but then Vinny showed that they were up to the challenge, and Justin Siena just couldn't get over the edge.
No, I think they just Vintage wore them down at the end. Justin Siena ran out of gas and didn't have a whole lot of substitutions on Justin's side. So I think McDermott, he played the whole game. And Vintage just outplayed him in the second half, and they deserved to win. And Justin Siena missed some free throws early, but that wasn't really the determining factor. I think it was just Vintage just played a little bit harder than Justin Siena tonight.
When the teams were warming up at the start of the game, the little guy that was out there with the 2 other individuals there with the varsity warming up, and I mentioned that was Ben Gongora's son. Well, the 2 other players, or 2 other guys with him, were players for Vintage, but are on the injured list. Logan Nothman, who is a 6-foot junior, has a leg injury, and I don't know the status as far as how long that's going to keep him out. And the other one was Ethan Hammerling, and he had a shoulder injury, but he's been allowed to practice now, so he could probably be back this next week anyway. But they were in their street clothes out there and standing around the top of the key area as their teammates were warming up. But those were the 3 there. At the end of the first quarter, it was all tied up at 12 apiece. At halftime, Vintage led Justin Siena 23-20. After 3 quarters, it was a 5-point advantage, 34-29. Then in the fourth quarter, Vintage scored 12 points while Justin Siena managed 8 for a 46-37 victory. Here's the individual scoring, then we'll select the player of the game. First of all, for the home team, Justin Siena, it was just kind of limited scoring. No one really came through, but a seven-point total by both Vincent Jackson and Liam McDivitt led the way. McDivitt had one field goal, but had 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. Jackson had 3 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the foul line for his 7 points. Next were Wyatt Humphreys with 6 points and Keith Benz with 6 points. Humphreys came all in the third quarter when he had 2 field goals and 2 out of 3 free throws. His first 2 free throws were part of a 3-point play each time. And Keith Benz had 3 field goals but was 0-for-2 at the foul line. Next was Robert San Giacomo. He did all of his scoring in the second quarter, a 2-point field goal and a 3-point field goal for 5 points. Zach Johnson missed both of his free throw attempts. Aiden Cushing in the second quarter had 1 field goal, made 1 out of 4 at the free throw line for 3 points. Daniel Kelly didn't score, nor did Kyle Wall. Eric Gutierrez did not score. And we had, I think I mentioned Wyatt Humphrey there. And so that was the extent of the scoring of 37 points for the Braves. For the victorious Vinnie's Crushers, the leading scorer, who had 13 halftime points, who wound up with 16 points, only 1 field goal in the second half for Imani Lopez. That was a 3-pointer. He had 2 3-pointers, and he had 4 2-pointers. All 4 of those were in the first quarter. He didn't have another 2-pointer the rest of the game, and he was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 16 points. Also in double figures, Blake Murray, who had 8 fourth-quarter points, wound up with 2 field goals and 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. Let's see. That would be correct. Those were the leading scorers, along with Josh Coe. Coe also had 10 points. He had all from the field, 2 3-point baskets and 2 2-point baskets for Josh Coe. And we had, taking a look at Luke Williams played briefly. Everett Mitchell didn't score. Josh McCormick had a field goal and a 3-point basket for 5 points. Alex Dezad, in a limited role, had a 3-point basket to basically end that first half of play, and he saw about a minute and a half, and then briefly in the second half. Owen Snively, who's can be attributed to a very good defensive effort against Liam McDivitt, and Snively scored 1 field goal for 2 points.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Snively tonight. McDivitt only had 1 field goal. The rest were 5 free throws or whatever. And it's Justin Siena's leading scorer, and he really shut him down tonight. He just locked onto him and wouldn't let him get away.
Oh, another one of Vintage players that kind of on the mend is Lauren Castro. He's a 6'4 senior, but had a back injury. And so anyway, that hopefully he'll be okay. Just checking now as far as our selection as players of the game. Dino, you can start us out tonight.
I really like the performance of Lopez, especially during the really competitive part of the game when the score was very tight. He did most of his scoring, and I thought he just really looked very smooth and powerful out there.
And Alan?
Well, you know, obviously Lopez was the best athlete on the floor. He had a big first half. But I'm going to go defense tonight. I'm going to go with Schneibly just because I think his defense tonight, holding McDevitt to 7 points, 1 field goal. You know, it's not very often that we can pick somebody on the defensive side, but that would be my choice tonight.
You know, I was going to go with Vincent Jackson for quite some time, and I thought that the way he started out, that he was going to be very strong, and only a freshman too. But you just can't take it away from Imani Lopez, because when he's on the court, you know, the defense has to really be alert, because he moves so quickly and can go to the basket. Just give him a little opening and he will charge to that basket. So I have to go with Lopez again. Just wanted to mention that in the freshman game tonight, Vintage was a winner 52-39. In the JVs, it was Vintage winning that 44-41. So a tightly contested battle there for the JVs, who are now 8-6, and they're coached by Chuck Johnson. The freshmen for Vintage, coached by Drew Willems, are now 9-3. Napa High was a winner tonight, 68-58 over their Casa Grande. And Sonoma Valley was a one-point winner tonight as well. So any final comment from you guys? How about you, Dino?
Well, it was a very entertaining game, and I'm glad I made it on time. I was afraid I wasn't going to make it on time and wouldn't be much use to you. A statistician who's not here for the whole game isn't much help. But I tuned in KVON as I was driving over here, realized the JV game was running long, and thought, hey, I can make it. So I'm glad I did. It was a very entertaining, fun night, and I'm looking forward to doing it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting the Napa High at Justin Santa girls game. So we'll be right back here again tomorrow night, and I'm going to see the Napa High girls in action. And then next week, big game week, Thursday it's Napa at Vintage in girls basketball, and Friday it's Napa at Vintage in boys basketball for the big game there. And speaking of Vintage, their athletic director just went by here with a wave. So, Alan, do you have a final?
Yeah, I just think great game by Vintage. Definitely deserved to win. You know, looking forward to coming back here tomorrow night with you fellas. You know, three nights in a row. Hopefully my wife doesn't get jealous. But she knows who you guys are, so she's okay.
Well, I know that you frequently get out on the golf course there, too. So she probably is used to having you not around.
Actually, she probably enjoys that.
Well, the Vintage Crushers go to 8-7 overall. They are now 2-0 in the league. And Justin Santa Braves drop to 6-8 overall. They are 0-2 in league play. And that's going to wrap up our broadcast on behalf of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. A big thank you to our engineer, Tony Casillas of St. Helena fame, and to Dino Alessio with his statistics and Alan Rossi with his commentary. I'm Ira C. Smith, and it's been sent your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. The final score of the varsity was the Vintage Crushers of Napa 46 and the Justin Santa Braves of Napa 37.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.